This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Halftime Show podcast.
The theme for this year was My Health, My Right. And according to the World Health Organization, this theme aims to promote the right of everyone, everywhere, to have access to health services, education and information. It also focuses on promoting access to drinking water, clean air, nutrition, quality housing, decent working and environmental conditions, and freedom from discrimination to all sections of society. And when I read that, I thought, God, that it's as much as it sounds obvious, we don't always do the obvious, and we all know that common sense is sometimes uncommon. So for me to understand that and to be able to kind of put that and use my humble platform to talk to you more about that and actually take a second to celebrate it is super key. Things that we can do to help aid that is things like nourishing your body. So how you fuel your body now as we come up to the beautiful blessed month of Ramadan finale, let's say, and Eid is upon us. It's one of those things that we have to think about, like, you need food to produce energy, right? But at the same time, how much food do you need? And what type of food do you need? And if you want to feel better and live longer, then that's something we need to start thinking about, like focusing on consuming unprocessed foods, whole foods that can help provide the essential nutrients to your body, like whole grains, fruit, vegetables, seeds and nuts and all sorts of stuff that sometimes we don't realize are so obvious and so beautiful that we end up rushing it, for example. The second thing, exercise. We speak about it here. We brought the best of the best on the show to be able to explain to you the importance of exercise, not just from a calorific point of view, but also a cognitive point of view, how your brain works, how your mind works, how your body works, what it does for your endorphins as well. All these things that you can get the acts of dopamine that you need, you know, and exercise is the obvious ones, which again, sometimes it doesn't require you to go to a specific place, but just go for a walk. So exercise is definitely one of them. Sleep. I've spent a long time on here talking about the importance of sleep and how important it is for us to dedicate time to sleep as well, and good quality sleep. And we've spoken to the pre-sleep phase, which is what you do before sleep, 3 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour, without the social media, without the screens, the blue light, etc., without your phone or social media. And that will help obviously go into the quality of sleep that you have. Regular checkups is something that I don't think we do enough of, because life's short and sometimes we don't know when we need to. But regular checkups is super important. And last but not least, paying attention to your mental health. Do things that help that. Be around people that you love, that you care for, that you want to, that make you happy. And be present and be mindful and be grateful. And that's why on World Health Day, it's only right the Halftime Show gives you a little segment on how we can celebrate World Health Day. And for you guys to go and tell your loved ones you love them, get on the phone, tell a friend you miss them, and just be a good person. Why? Because you never know what people are going through, and kindness is so important. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we are going to be diving into more on the Halftime Show. And you know what? I'm going to play some Mahalia, and it's called Grateful.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday from 3 p.m.